You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't hide the fact that, and I'm no different from you, Jeremy. We've both been city boys our whole lives.
Yeah.
I know you've got the pick-em-up truck and your John Deere cap on and stuff like that, but you're a city boy.
Yeah.
And I am too, which is why when about 14, 15 months ago, I moved out into the countryside. It was a little bit, I don't know how many of our listeners have ever seen the Chevy Chase movie called Funny Farm, but that's a whole fish out of water thing about a city guy who moves to the country. And that's not exactly what I'm living, but close to it. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, the big thing on our Next Door, you know, that app Next Door for neighborhoods and stuff.
Yeah.
The big thing yesterday was multiple people posting comments and photos and stuff. Are these your horses and your goat? So apparently, two horses and a goat got out and stayed together and were just running rampant all over the place.
That's like a Disney movie. They're on an adventure, Dom.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? It made us laugh. It's like, can somebody please come get your horses and your goat? Now they're over here by the such and such, and now they're over here.
Oh, my gosh.
That's kind of funny. But that's all fine, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it until my wife is pushing for something that I don't want to give in. The previous owner of this house, very sweet lady, you can see in the photos of the house when it was listed for sale, in the back, big because it's 2.5 acres or whatever, and in the back of it there's a chicken coop. So one of my requirements when we were buying the place was I was like, I want the chicken coop removed before we close on the house, get the chickens the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now Gretchen, and the lady did that, but now Gretchen's coming back saying, I want to get chickens. I want, yeah. Yeah, just like that. And I'm pushing back, and she's doing all of the regular arguments. You know, oh, think of all the eggs, left fresh eggs all the time. There are people with signs all over the place around here. You know, hey, fresh eggs, stop and ask us, you know, get some fresh eggs from us. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, didn't you have a neighbor who lived right behind
store
you, Jeremy?
Store eggs are just fine.
What I think. Very convenient.
Very convenient. Yes. In our previous house in the neighborhood, you could raise chickens, and directly behind us, they had chickens, and all hours of the day, all hours of the night, you hear, that's what you hear, Dom, all the time. Now, not only is the sound of the chickens annoying, they smell. It
right.
smells really bad, because you put all that hay and stuff in the coop, and if you don't clean it enough,
There's poop.
There's, you know, urine. There's everything. And it smells. And the wind would hit that and then come up on our back patio. And it was like, we got to move. Yet another reason why we had to move because of the chickens. I will also say you got to clean it well, too, buddy, because you're going to get a lot of mice. The amount of mice we would
see running
around.
And I already live out in the country, you know. And, you know, if you draw mice, you know what comes next. And then there's snakes that come after the mice.
Yeah. I mean, it's just bad upon bad upon bad upon bad with the chickens.
I'm pushing back.
And I know somebody's going to call and defend or write in and defend. But
I wonder if somebody's going to write in and take issue with your whole chickens peeing thing. Do chickens pee?
Well, they have to pee. I would think so.
No, birds don't pee. So I'm wondering if chickens pee.
Oh, yeah,
birds
they don't.
Birds do
don't
not pee.
They don't. You're right. I don't know.
A lot of our listeners don't know that. Birds only poop. They don't pee, but the chicken is
I don't know, then.
Bird. Hold on, I gotta.
Something's coming out of the chicken, and it smells really bad.
Well, it's a lot of poop. I know that.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Do chickens pee?
And I would imagine if you don't find, like, all the eggs, and if the eggs go bad, you're going to get some stink from that, too. And not only that, you're probably going to attract foxes and coyotes or whatever you got prowling around. Not even, I mean, I'm not worried about the snakes. You're going to have actual, like, predators coming in, big ones. You'll probably get bears.
All right, so you know the whole thing about compromise, right? Mm-hmm. And I like to say that when two people compromise, you have two people who are unhappy rather than just one. Her compromise has been, all right, instead of chickens, how about bees?
I like that.
Why do you like that?
Because of the bee shortage and all the bees dying off, and we need bees to survive.
Exactly.
If I lived on land, I would have a bee farm, or whatever they call them. The
boxes. She says she wants to do it to help save the planet. She's like, I want to do bees to help save the planet.
Absolutely, 100%. And then you get all that good honey out of it. You go out there and drip it all over your hands and suck on your hands. That's how they do it, Dom.
So that's her compromise.
Do the bees, man. You need. We all need bees. We don't need chickens.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll be straight up with you. I have no idea what the commitment is if you do bees. I mean, do you have to be down there every day doing stuff? Or can you pretty much,
think so.
Can they take care of themselves? Like, can I set up the little bee home for them and say,
I think so.
You guys are on your own. I don't want to come down and have to look after you.
The
I don't
thing
want to
is, you just want to make sure that they're out far enough. So if you are entertaining on your patio or whatever, mm-hmm. that you're not being swarmed constantly with the bees.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to buy the outfit, you know, that you go out there and the little smoker thing. That
I see that as a positive because I think that would be fun to put that on and walk around.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Go to the neighbor's house.
Try to take a drink and act like it's funny every time. Whoop. yeah, do the bees, man.
Do the
That's
bees.
That's awesome. Then you guys can jar your own honey and you can go to flea markets and get a tent and stand out at the flea market every Saturday and sell your honey. What an adventure.
Okay, I'm out. Now, I believe I did preface all of this by saying I'm a city boy now living in the country, so it's only because I'm naive about stuff.
This is all new to you, I know.
Right, I'm not trying to be, I'm not a know-it-all when it comes to this kind of stuff,
we
but
did,
thank goodness our listeners are.
We did get confirmation that chickens do not have a urethra, correct?
Right, they don't have a bladder, so they mix, essentially their urine mixes with the solid waste. Mm. If you ever see chicken poop,
delicious.
And it's got like that white stuff all over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the coating.
That's kind of like their, yeah, it's their special magic coating. That's why it makes good fertilizer.
Right.
It's because it's mixed together. It's,
that's why it smells so bad, too.
Right.
Hey, Jan called in. You want to talk to Jan?
Hey, Jan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you want to say about the bees?
I want to say that bees are really amazing little creatures, and they are a lot easier than you think they are. They are not, you really don't even have to worry about them. You don't want them real close to your patio, as you were talking about. But they really don't bother people very much because they're honeybees. They're out, they're not stinging bees. They're honeybees, and they go out to find the nectar and the pollen and things. So
right.
they don't... They get a little more aggressive in the fall when you are when they're getting ready to hibernate and kind of close down for the season. But they'll be a little bit more assertive then. But
tell Dom what book you recommended that he get.
Beekeeping for Dummies.
There you go.
Why not?
Beekeeping for Dummies.
I am a dummy when it comes to it.
But I have to tell you the hierarchy, and when you read about them and the way that they move through their different positions, they have little undertakers, literally, that go in and take out the dead bees out of the hive and push them out. When some of them die and things, they all have their little jobs, and it's just amazing to watch them and to see how they work together.
See, I feel like it would be very therapeutic. You could go out there and just open up the beehive and just watch them, you know? It'd be actually quite cool.
Kind of mesmerizing
yeah.
to look at. My luck, if I was a bee, I would be the one in charge of removing dead bodies. That
Get
would
them
be
out
my
of
task.
Here. Get them out. Get them out.
Bring out your dead.
They're
not dead yet.
Bring out your dead.
They are very relaxing. They are very fun.
And you get honey, right?
Yes, but be prepared. They are. It is sticky, sticky, sticky job. So it's
well,
it's
Dom's
fun,
used to that.
But it is sticky.
All right.
There, can I put a plug in for where you should go if you're going to get bees?
No.
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 Okay. Okay. There.
It's like the Bee Emporium.
Bees are us.
Well, I can. The name is really cute, but if I can't plug it, I won't do
it's
that.
It's got a cute name.
No, it's got to be $5,000 to advertise a business on this show.
Okay, bees,
well,
please.
Well, just think of a hamlet.
Mind your own business. To be or not to be.
Could be close.
So funny.
Oh, Jan, you're delightful. Go have a great day, okay?
Thank you, Jan.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for schooling us. Yeah. She's you know, full she of B information.
She wants to keep giving us all this solid information, and we're over here like a couple of fourth fun. Graders. Just
sticky, honey.